This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the healthcare and technology channels. Make sure you connect with us on our various social media channels, such as Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter, to follow our programming accordingly. We are also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Today, we are speaking with Mike Fibas, President and Principal Analyst of Fibas Tech, an independent market research firm. A longtime tech industry analyst, Mike has been providing insight for more than a dozen years on the markets for mobile clients, wearables, and the Internet of Things. Mike is also a regular columnist for USA Today's tech section and Fortune. Most recently, his focus has been on the emerging ecosystem of technology for providing continuous care to chronic care patients. Mr. Fibas, a pleasure to have you with us today here on eHealth Radio.
Thanks, Eric. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, the pleasure's ours as well, and good morning to you. So, Mike, you've been recognized, as we mentioned, as an expert on the connected technology landscape, deeply entrenched in the hardware trends. What brought you into healthcare?
You know, as you said, I've always been deeply rooted in the tech markets, and the focus here was grounded, first in chip technology for mobile devices like laptops, tablets, smartphones. And then came wearables and the Internet of Things, all connected stuff, really. So Fibas Tech began digging into vertical markets for our clients for answers as to what all this IoT stuff would be used for. So we dug into a few verticals, and healthcare, actually, it wasn't the first one, but it's now really the big one. So, you know, when clients first started having me dig into IoT, it was for things like connected home, smart cities, smart grid, and then fitness with wearables. But few of them were asking about healthcare. And it's funny because healthcare really has the potential to dwarf them all. But it came later, and it was sort of accidental. I wrote a column, not because a client was looking, but just because I noticed about 2.5 years ago on the opportunities and challenges for wearables in healthcare. And the reaction to it was so great that I just had to stand up and take notice. So ever since, we started looking in that direction, and we've never really turned back. The transformation in our business has just been tremendous. Fibas Tech, it's nothing like it was 5 years ago. Today, we're helping companies across the landscape assess new markets, and we're helping them craft and adjust strategic plans and tactics. And because our reach is so broad now, in both healthcare and tech, we're able to help companies influence decision makers and also to find and connect with the right health and tech channel and investment partners.
Exciting times, without a question. Now, it seems as though the healthcare industry has been talking about the challenges of electronic health records for quite a while now. What are you seeing at this time?
Yeah, it's definitely been an ongoing topic. But, you know, the conversation has been evolving with the situation. I don't know if you saw, but a government study just came out, and it reported that just about all of the hospitals in the U.S. now have certified electronic health records, which means that the conversation now is less about how do we get there from here with EHR. It's now more about the big picture goal of making the data work for us by providing actionable insight. And so in the meantime, the discussion is more focused on de-siloing the electronic health records. That is, making the records in that facility talk to the records in this facility. And because really we need all the data and not just the slice that a single facility happens to have. So on the surface, that sounds simple, but it's really very difficult, and it's very expensive. And from my own personal experience, I know how difficult it can be. I've worked on big analytical projects for clients that require data from multiple sources, and there are lots of little differences that if you don't find them and make them uniform, it can unravel a project. So, I mean, blood type, for example, could be listed as O-pos in one data set, and O plus in another. just from my own contact database in Outlook. I don't know if you've ever experienced this, but I've got a lot of folks where their email address just happens to be listed under business fax number under that field. And I don't even know what the culprit is, whether it comes from Android or Windows Phone, or maybe Outlook just had a bad day. But these are the kinds of things when you run into when you're trying to merge silos.
What are you most excited about as the healthcare industry evolves and seems to be evolving around the clock?
That's for sure. So in a word, I guess two words, precision medicine. I'm really excited about the prospects of incorporating into the EHR our genetic data and also a steady stream of information from remote patient monitoring equipment. So there's just so much that we leave to chance nowadays. I think that when we look back 20 years from now, this will look like the days of witches potions and bloodletting. It really has the prospect of changing that much. I was at an Internet of Things event in Boston earlier this week. And there an executive from a company called Flowserve demonstrated how they were deploying sensors and intelligence. And Flowserve does remote monitoring, but not of patients. They have systems to monitor engines at oil refineries. So the monitoring systems wait for changes in condition, parts overheating, diminished flow, and then they report what they're seeing to field service technicians. So the systems then show the techs what's changed and what the prognosis is. They'll get information about what needs to be replaced and how much time they have before the system fails. So that remote monitoring system has resulted in far less downtime for the engines, and it's also cut tech visits to the refinery floor by two-thirds. So if you think of those engines now as people outliving their lives, and you can just start to appreciate for what's to come for managing our care. Throw in genetics, and healthcare professionals will be far better equipped to decide on the best course of action once the remote patient monitoring system flags an anomaly. It's really all very exciting.
Today we are speaking with Mr. Mike Fibas, President and Principal Analyst of Fibas Tech, a recognized expert in connected health and fitness, smart home, connected car, privacy, and security here on eHealth Radio's healthcare and technology channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Mr. Fibas, what do you think will make all this possible, continuing the conversation?
You know, it's really a perfect storm of technology. So many capabilities are coming into their own all at once. The sky's really the limit here. You've got the prevalence of cheap sensors that burn very little power, cloud storage and compute capabilities, and you've got cognitive computing or artificial intelligence. So we can now monitor, keep track, and deliver insight, actionable insight, you know, to exact change. It's about more than just patient monitoring, too. And it's about more than just monitoring inside the walls of healthcare facilities. Everywhere you turn, you can make things better by applying cloud capabilities and analytics. I'll give you a couple of examples. GE Healthcare, they just introduced a product called Denials IQ. And in pilot programs, it's saved healthcare providers a boatload of money by better managing the morass of payer paperwork. It doesn't sound exciting, not in the least, until you start about thinking about all the millions it's saved for providers. Here's another example. Orion Health helped Scottsdale Health Partners. That's right here in my backyard. They made dramatic cuts in the money and time that it takes to go through their painful compliance process. Again, it's not exciting, not even a little bit, but it certainly is great to save that kind of money and be that much more efficient. It's more of an example of how much possibility there really is for better outcomes, I mean, all up and down the healthcare ecosystem.
Now, Mike, you've made a few predictions over the years that came to fruition. For example, you predicted the iPad and other tablets was a fad and its features would fold into PCs. And you accurately forecasted that fitness trackers would peak this year because they don't give most consumers what they want. What are your top predictions in conclusion for the future of innovation in healthcare over the next several years looking ahead?
You know, we've kind of discussed that we have a great utopian vision in front of us. You know, where healthcare intervenes to cure strokes and heart attacks days before we have them. And then we look at today where for example, I walk into a new facility and I have to fill out the same old forms because we can't even get the EHR from that facility to talk to this the old one. So with that as a backdrop, it's really hard to imagine how we get there from here. Now, I'm a big proponent of looking into other circles for clues on how to do things. Really, there's no need to reinvent the wheel. And so if you'll pardon the pun, I think we can take a lesson from how the auto industry is blending tech into their product. And so the auto industry has similarly examined itself with for them with regard to autonomous vehicles. So here we are driving around today, and it's really it's difficult to imagine how we could ever hand over that wheel to tech. It's pretty unsettling. But guess what? The vehicles they're selling today are a lot closer to the autonomous vision than older ones. they're already becoming involved in driving decisions and even in driving action. For example, some new vehicles today come with what's called collision avoidance systems. And when you put the vehicle in reverse, it's watching and warning of oncoming traffic and oncoming pedestrians. And it's really actually strikingly accurate. And when you don't react quickly enough when you're going forward and the vehicle in front of you brakes suddenly, it will start applying the brakes until you join in. So the collision avoidance systems will be a critical foundation for autonomous driving. It will help us get there from here. And so there are a couple of things for healthcare to glean from this, I think. First, don't take everything at once. Find a manageable piece to tackle. Prove it out first and think modular. And most of all, most important, involve your customer. That's the patient. Let them participate. Because you want humans making decisions for their health. Frankly, it's also much easier from a liability perspective to assist humans but keep them in charge. That's what the auto industry has learned, which means it's much easier to move forward because you don't have to be perfect. You just have to be good and be helpful. So and that helps us move forward toward the vision because when you think about it, we have to move forward. That's how we'll get there from here.
And without a question, and since we've been on the air since 2010, it's been amazing to see how healthcare and technology has evolved over the years, and always a pleasure to have experts within the space join us to keep us up to date. It certainly has been very interesting information on the topic today. Per your expertise, Mr. Phibas, where can our listeners find more information on Phibas Tech, and how can listeners be in contact as well?
Sure. First and foremost, head off to phibustech.com. It's just like it sounds. No, I'm kidding. It's Phibus is F like Frank, E I, B like boy, U S like Sam, tech, TECH.com. And from there, you can see, social media, our blog posts, my columns. And if you want to at Mike Phibus at Twitter is also a good spot. We do a lot there as well.
Well, certainly appreciate that. And Mr. Phibas, thanks for your time and for being with us here today on eHealth Radio. Certainly look forward to another opportunity to speak with you again.
It was a pleasure, Eric. Thanks again.
And you're more than welcome. We have been speaking with Mr. Mike Phibas, President and Principal Analyst of Phibas Tech, a recognized expert in connected health and fitness, smart home, connected car, privacy, and security. And for more information and to learn more, visit PhibasTech.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the healthcare and technology channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.